KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac Ambulance were dispatched to a car versus semi accident this morning on Interstate 80 just west of the 60-mile marker westbound. According to Cascade Communications, a female driver of the car was suffering from chest pains but was otherwise conscious and breathing. There are no other injuries reported. The accident happened at around 6:55 a.m. No other details are currently available. Police in Red Oak report one person was arrested Friday night and two people were cited on alcohol-related charges. 21-year-old Cole Francis Meek of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 7:30 p.m. in the 200 block of East Oak Street. Meek was charged with serious assault and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. And at around 9 p.m., Red Oak police received a call about minors drinking alcohol on the 1500 block of North Broadway Street. Officers subsequently issued $330 citations to 18-year-old Tristan Aaron Bollinger of Red Oak and 19-year-old Keaton Ray Kephart of Stanton for possession of alcohol by a person under the age of 21. Bollinger and Kephart were released at the scene after receiving their citations. The Atlantic Police Department reports an Atlantic woman was arrested Thursday on drug charges. 20-year-old Leslie Paulson was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Paulson was booked into the Cass County Jail. A rally of vintage military vehicles will be held in Atlantic on May the 16th. Steve Livengood, organizer of the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally, says military vehicles and enthusiasts from all over will be coming to town on Armed Forces Day.
The collection right now, I think we're running up to 28 of them. It is really quite a pile. I wanted to have it at the armory, and the problem I'm having is the armory parking lot's getting really full. There's a lot of, you know, I've got 10 Jeeps coming. You can pile those in a pretty small area, but the half tracks and the armored vehicles, they take up a lot of space. The smallest one I've got is a motorcycle, so that's pretty small, but then the rest of them are really big.
Livengood is one of 16 Steel Soldiers members in Iowa. He volunteered to host the event in Atlantic since there aren't any rallies planned for the state.
If you have a military truck, you're looking for some place to show it. It's kind of accepted at the car shows, but there's not really a class for those. But the guys they just want some place to show it. So if you say, yeah, I'll organize something, we're going to do it here, they will show up. A lot of them are local. There's more here than you would think that are local, but we've got quite a few coming from, I think there's four coming from Des Moines. I've got a gentleman coming from Tuscola, Illinois. Don't even know where that's at. He's not bringing a vehicle, but he's driving all that way just to see it. We've got quite a group coming from the Great Plains Historical Society, I think it is. They're based out of Nebraska, Omaha, Fremont, and Bellevue, that area. They're bringing, I don't know, probably half a dozen of them or so. So, yeah, if they have one, they're really looking for somebody to show it to.
The event runs from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. on the 16th, with vehicles arriving as early as the day before in preparation for the rally. They'll gather at the American Legion Building. Now, Livengood says the public can come to view the collection from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. on the 16th, because of the influx of vehicles that'll be moving into the downtown area.
You do not want to get run over by a tracked vehicle. So we're trying to keep the public out until we get the things positioned where we'd like to have them. Most of them are anticipating, you know, they're starting to show up at 9:30 or so. Yeah, the public's going to show up around then. I'm not going to kick them off, but I am going to say, watch out, that thing will run over the top of you. In fact, I've actually got some folks coming in Friday that will have some vehicles in as early as that.
Rally participants will cruise the town beginning at 3:30 p.m. on the 16th with cannons signaling the start of their 5.6-mile cruise. There's also a meal plan for the participants as well as a scavenger hunt. For more information, you can check out the Chamber's website at www.atlanticiowa.com. Main Street, Iowa hosted the annual Main Street, Iowa Awards celebration yesterday in Des Moines. During the event, six communities were recognized for reaching significant benchmarks based on private dollar investments made in the purchase and revitalization of properties within their respective commercial districts. Manning was recognized for reaching the $1 million benchmark. In the last year, the community of Greenfield received recognition for its 20 years of participation as a designated Main Street community. The event to recognize local Main Street projects, activities, and volunteers was attended by about 500 individuals representing communities from across the state. The honors were presented by Governor Terry Branstad and Debbie Durham, director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Competitive nominations were submitted for 107 projects and activities within the five categories of design, economic restructuring, organization, promotion, and overall program. 21 projects received winner awards for recognition, and 9 received honorable mention. In addition to the competitive nominations, individuals, couples, or co-chairs representing the 52 Main Street programs were recognized for their outstanding dedication and volunteer service. The program directors accompanied their volunteers on stage as they received their certificates. And Iowa Western Community College will offer lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender students a new community housing option this fall. The college has set aside a cluster of about 40 suite-style apartments to create an optional community-style living environment for LGBT students with focus on transgender and intersex individuals. According to the Director of Student Life, Liz Lucan, the school initially set aside 18 units for gender-inclusive housing in early April, but interest quickly grew the plans to 2 complete floors. Lucan said about 40 students have already expressed interest in the new Pride Community Cluster, with about 11 students already choosing the option on their housing applications. Other schools, such as the University of Nebraska at Omaha and University at Nebraska-Lincoln, are planning to offer similar gender-inclusive housing options this fall. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Mary Ann Chantry, age 86 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Mary Ann Chantry will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Rick Beadle, age 56 of Oakland, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Rick Beadle will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dwayne McClelland, age 74 of Greenfield, died April 25th at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Dwayne McClelland will be today at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Bernice Potter, age 98 of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Bernice Potter will be today at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Edwina Umphress, age 63 of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A gathering of family and friends for Edwina Umphress will be today at 2 o'clock at her son's home at 900 Laurel Street in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Clarice Tootie Behrens, age 81 of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A memorial mass for Clarice Tootie Behrens will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Faye Matthews, age 95 of Orient, died Thursday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Faye Matthews will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Mary Madison Beeman, age 66 of Stewart, died Thursday at the Greenfield Manor. A funeral mass for Mary Beeman will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Lyle Edward Peterson, age 79 of Harlan, died Thursday. Memorial services for Lyle Peterson will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. F. McGregor Greg Miller, age 78 of Harlan, died April 20th. A service of thanksgiving for Greg Miller will be held on May the 9th at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Wilburn Morris, age 92 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at his granddaughter's home in Greenfield. Funeral services for Wilburn Morris are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.